Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, that was Jax on the call last night as the Heat. It doesn't happen very often, but if you saw what happened before the game and the news that their top two scorers would not be playing, you could have expected it last night that it was going to be a tough one. And sure enough, a 120-111 loss. No Tyler Hero, no Jimmy Butler. That leaves you without 45 points.
That's
right
a
there.
A lot of points to leave on there. Right?
And one key guy in the starting lineup and one guy coming off the bench. And, hey, by the way, you got some stuff. Like, I never thought I would say, how about this? Strus, Vinson, and Martin. And you're going, huh? Yep. Part of the culture building right there, those guys, man. And so those guys all had nice games last night. But listen, Denver shoots 58% from the field, hit more than half of their threes, 18 of 35.
Lucky you just lost by nine at that point.
Yeah, they're down 20, and I almost started to doze it at halftime and try to stay up a little bit and watch the games. But and by the way, that Monday Night Football game, just flip it over to that. If you had a sleeping disorder and Monday Night Football last night would have done it for you, I promise you. If you, first of all, Redskins in Seattle, and you're going, oh man, unless I've got something in the game with fantasy football or something else.
Betting on it, maybe. Yeah,
it's one today. By the way, it's Washington Football Team now.
It's a tough
$5 in
tough
the jar.
Tough. No, it's not. That's not like saying the F word. Like I'm gonna tell you in a second. No, it was bad. And Russell Wilson just, ooh.
He looks off, right? Like, he just looks like, yeah, he's not having fun there in Seattle anymore.
Yeah, and he put the happy face in the pregame. Right. I'm watching his one-on-one. He got the big million-dollar corporate smile working. And, oh, Pete and I are close, and we're on the same page. And I'm just going, wow, it just, we'll see. So, by the way, that kind of leads me to this, and I'm bouncing all over the place. So yeah, Miami Heat go down last night. I still think they have the best team in the East. I do. Duncan Robinson, we'll get into that later on, 1-for-9, is not off to a great start. It's only a quarter of the way through. He's just mentally tough enough. I'm not worried about it. I'm not seeing it. Right now, 1-9 last night, he is now shooting 32% from three-point land on the season. So not a great start for him. But they go down to Denver last night. By the way, no brawl, no problems. No.
Jokic brothers, they were okay? Everything's fine?
They were there. They did show up. They're going, we're just here to support our brother. And, of course, Big Bro is going, hey, man. They're just here. They come watch me every year. This is not about getting into it. And so everybody was on their best.
I like the message that UD sent out before the game, just to enjoy the game, but this is my city. Just be careful.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, well, listen, nothing happened. A lot of barking and zero biting last night, except the way he started with all the layups. I thought it was going to be a layup drill for the short shots that Jokic had last night to start that game. But anyway, they were up 20 at the half and go on to win, which, again, I'm not going to read into too much with Tyler and Jimmy out of the game last night and a whole bunch of points and really not serious injury, so they'll be back. And everybody being careful on this long basketball season that we're back to with 82 games. All right, so we were talking about the quarterback stuff, and I'm glad we were talking about Russell Wilson. I just happened to look after watching some of that quarterback play last night. I said, let me just take a look at this for a second. So everybody went after quarterbacks last year and the year before. We're drafting quarterbacks like crazy. We're trying to find good backups. And Teddy Ghost is one of the top, you know, guys, goes to Denver to join a better competition there. And then we all went through, and we really went through it down here, Deshaun Watson. And, hey, I know, and legally, what are you doing? Others going, we need him. There's a shortage of these guys, and he's really good. Has anybody taken any time now that we're more than halfway through the season? Hell, we're down the stretch now of this thing now that we're into December. Take a look when you have a chance, because I don't want to exaggerate things. Take a look at how many teams right now you're going to yourself when you watch the football games or Red Zone or just watch a game on Sunday or Monday night or even Thursday night. How many times have you said to yourself, wow, they're going to be looking for a quarterback? Now, listen, we've been at it for a long, long time. The Tua thing, all of a sudden, to me, doesn't look so bad. When I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben shot. Ben came back to collect a check. He can't move. The backup can't play. I mean, they got a clean house. Texans, nothing but a Band-Aid. Obviously, they thought when they put this together, Deshaun was going to be happy and they were going to be able to make up, and they didn't know about all the legal problems. They're going to be looking for a quarterback.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to put the Eagles in there. I don't think anybody sold on the very athletic Jalen Hurts. I just don't buy it.
I think he's the one-year fix this year. They'll deal with him, but when it goes to next year, it's going to be another veteran.
They're
going to
try really hard to upgrade that.
Yep.
The Washington football team, no question. You can say whatever you want about the great story of the guy that was selling groceries and working and now back in the league. No. The Detroit Lions.
Absolutely.
Just, they realized
enough said.
What L.A. saw. He's not making anybody better. Just not going to happen. A Cal guy, too. It hurts me to say. Panthers, you've seen that. There is no question. Darnold was terrible before he got hurt, and these two guys are bad Band-Aids for the Panthers. And the Saints. Does anybody really think the Saints are sold on the three guys?
No.
They have the Mr. Athlete, Mr. Backup, and the rehab who's rehabbing his knee now, trying to get him back to playing. And I don't even know, because the guys in Atlanta think that guy shot too, Matt Ryan. I don't know what you guys think. He played great against us. We made him look like he was going to be going to
the Pro Bowl.
Right. Yeah, for sure. He looked great. Just threw it. We got no pass rush, and he was dropping it, and looked like we're going to put their tight end and make him rookie of the year as well. So anyway, but look at all those teams that we just named. And you may have more. You may have a team you're going, hey, Joe, you were being nice. I'm not sold on our guy. And there were a couple of those, but I was giving all the rookies, like that Chicago thing, they went all in. They're not done with them. They got to build around them and situations like that. And then you've got the Russell Wilson situation where, honestly, I hope he gets better by the end of the year. I don't know. But how much you're going to give up? I think he's going to be gone. I don't think he wants to be there. I do agree, even though he's got some really good receivers. That team is one of the worst teams in football now. The Deshaun Watson thing's not going away. And the Aaron Rodgers, you never know because he's Aaron Rodgers, but he's got ridiculous talent.
Where he's going to end up next year, if he goes anywhere.
But bottom line is this. We have a situation, and if you watch college football, and I think we all do, and I've watched so much of Pitt, their quarterback, I feel like I know him, and he's no Dan Marino.
No, he's not. No.
So I just look at the quarterback class. We're going to have a shortage of quarterbacks. We got to get a backup too. Really? There's a shortage of those guys too that you can just put in and go, hey, no problem. We're in great shape.
Cleveland in there, by the way, with all the mess that's going on over there.
So they picked up. They picked
dad's coming out and –
They
that
picked up his
mess,
fifth-year option.
They got that option on him, so they got it.
But that thing is not going well right now. Dad came out.
We're going to get into the drama stuff. The drama stuff's good, too, by the way. You're right. I've never seen anything like that.
A year from now, he'll be in that conversation if we have the same one about a team looking for a quarterback.
Yeah. So they picked up his fifth-year option. Yeah. That was a while back where on first-round picks you have to either, And look, at I don't even know if they had it to do over. Although, again, there's a shortage of quarterback. I mean, the same thing, people. Why would they give him his fifth-year option for $18 or $19 million? I go, because there's a shortage of quarterbacks. There's no guarantee you're getting something better than Baker. Baker may be healthy, just probably better than all these guys coming out. You could, so I just look at this whole thing, and we're going back into it, and now people are going to say, you know, well, we'll get rid of two in this offseason. And I'm like, until I start doing my homework and looking at the shortage of guys around the league and everybody's situation and the draft, I'm not so sure that this team, short of giving up like any draft pick you have and going all in on somebody, which still could happen.
Deshaun, Russell Wilson.
But outside of that, there's a good chance Tua's going to be back. And just speaking on behalf of the team, they're not going to go. There's not one guy in this draft that they're going, man, we got to have that guy. He's better than Tua Tagovailoa. And I like the guy from Pitt. I think he's pretty good. By the way, led his team to a 10-2 record, scored a lot of points, came back for an extra year, and obviously he's worked on his game because his numbers have skyrocketed.
But there's no guy this year, right? Like there's no.
I don't.
So far, as you've seen, there's no guy. There's no Trevor Lawrence in this draft. There's no guy at the top of this draft for a team to say we got our franchise.
The top guys, if you want to get into Oklahoma and North Carolina situation, before the year, they were two of the top picks, and they both dropped. One got benched,
right?
And the other one's team's not as good. And
I'd stay away from North Carolina, man. Not impressed what I saw from that
guy.
No,
listen.
He uses his body as like a battering ram too. The way
he's got
runs,
he's got a little Josh Allen in him. Which by the way, when he gets here, everybody's gonna say we love your toughness because he will get drafted high. I don't know how high, but he'll be in the first couple rounds, and they're gonna we love your toughness, but you can't try to run over the best tacklers in the world. You won't last five games. You can do that spin move against Miami and go in the end zone. Everybody goes, oh, man.
Pinballing around there.
They won't miss you. They won't be missing in that secondary. One of those 220-pound safeties or 250-pound linebackers.
Spit on them.
Didn't realize how fast he was because he didn't play for Virginia. He's playing in the NFL. Will be a little different situation.
So you want to draft a kid from Liberty? You want to draft a kid from Lane Kiffin's quarterback, Matt Corral? Like those are the top guys if you look at all the mocks.
Try to find someone in the second or third round if you're the Dolphins.
Probably.
Because you absolutely need a backup. Like even if you don't draft, you know, you're not drafting guys as a starter, you need a backup.
I don't disagree, Woody. That, by the way, that's a good call. I do agree with that.
What's the likelihood Tua goes 17 games ever in his career?
There's a chance. You're right, because we haven't seen signs he's going to stay healthy for a full season. All your points, very, very well taken. But not to just sit here, but you start looking and you start telling people, your fan base, like, you know what, this Tua thing, and he keeps getting better, and he's getting more compliments, and more people up there nationally are going, you know, he just started his 16th game, and he's been pretty good considering what he has around him. He's gotten a lot better, which, by the way, one of the few things that I thought would happen from what I saw on campus happened. I've been wrong about a zillion other things. But the draft classes are getting better. That was kind of the story yesterday from everybody, that a lot of guys, all the J's in this draft class, Jalen, and Javon.
Well, the top guys in this one definitely
gotten,
are. That's for
better.
Sure.
But anyway, listen, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. You know, I always curious, after you win your fourth game, I wanted to go to the national media yesterday, and I was just curious. Like, I like to see the take they have, and they're going to mention. And, of course, I should have known what the story is going to be, and that is in New England. And, by the way, I mean, they got their number one seed right now. I get it, and it's fair, and the Mac, you know. The whole Mac love affair.
There's a lot of love about him, and Belichick's back.
And
right?
he's been really good, and their defense is just fantastic. 25 takeaways defensively, just back to Belichick football again and everything there. So I guess you got to keep winning. Like, hey, don't get comfortable here and start patting yourself on the back, man. You're not even a 500. You should keep that motivation going. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, man, I had to bring that up here this morning with this quarterback stuff that I saw, and I started looking and spent all this time, but that wasn't even the big story. You talk about the big tease. You thought Lincoln Riley going to USC was a big story? Boy, there's a lot of Catholics today that love their Notre Dame football going, what the hell just happened? How could he leave such a great situation? And if you're following the recruiting and everything, you're like, no guy that goes 11-1 that's right outside the Final Four is going to leave his job.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yes, there is. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Not only do we have the National Football League and Monday Night Football game, which, by the way, was bad for business last night. It was, I feel like the Dolphins been in one and two of those games, too.
Snooze fest.
Ouch. Right. Ouch. Well, listen, not good last night for the shorthanded Miami Heat with their two best scorers not playing in the game. They end up losing to Denver. But the other story, of course, all this college football news, including down in Coral Gables, and we're going to get into to that. Spent way too much time yesterday.
It's still way, amazing.
Way too much time. Right. I'm like, what am I doing? Right. What am I working for the paper? Anyway, so the Lincoln Riley story was a shocker to me going to USC. I didn't see old Lincoln Riley as a Southern California guy. Different world, man, down there. With lots and lots of people, everybody knows the situation. But yesterday, Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU. What was your reaction?
Shocked. Totally shocked because I thought Notre Dame was one of those top three elite jobs.
Premier jobs,
country.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a downgrade, even though I think LSU is a really good program and an SEC school. Just won a national title a couple years ago. Yeah, but I was shocked, completely shocked. Leaving Oklahoma to go to USC and seeing what that job could be in a couple of years, I think that was kind of an upgrade. Plus, he didn't want to go to the SEC maybe. You hear those rumors. But Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU, didn't he just say a week or two ago or 3 weeks ago, like unless there's a bat, you know, a
well, there you
quarter
have your answer.
Dollars,
he like, said a bag full of money. He said Mike Tomlin, he used Mike Tomlin's comments and he goes, you know, I saw Mike Tomlin said, and so he was careful. But so listen to this, all you guys out there that are big Notre Dame fans or something. So your team's 11-1. They're having a great year. They lost to Cincinnati at home. They're right outside the CFP, college football playoff rankings. Their recruiting class is top four behind the big boys right now. Georgia, Alabama, and I believe Texas A&M. The big guys really getting after it in the SEC. And then there's Notre Dame. So they've done a great job, which obviously Notre Dame has always been a place from coast to coast where I know growing up in a Catholic town, man. I mean,
well, they're a national brand.
I remember, like, is Notre Dame recruiting you? Well, I got a letter, but they haven't really recruited me, you know, to be honest. And but everybody wanted you. Like, I go, well, I might just stay and go to Cal a couple hours away. They're like, oh gosh,
everybody's disappointed.
Everybody wants you to go to Notre Dame, man. Right. And it's, by the way, it's for everybody. So this guy left that job. It was about one thing. It was about one thing, money. I guess he's making roughly $5 million a year. And I can't believe they let it get to this. And the same thing if Mario leaves, if they don't, excuse me, redo his contract and he goes to one of these other jobs, like if you really believed in him, how would you let, unless you just think Brian Kelly, we can find another guy, it's just as good because it's about the brand and not the coach. He's got to be doubling his money. He's got to be damn near getting, it's got to be $9 to $10 million a year.
Oh, it has to
for
be.
A long period of time with a job at age 60. They'll put him right into retirement, which probably is all he cares about right now. And he said, I'm going to make as much as I can. I'm going to a good product. But he left a really good. I'm more surprised by that than Lincoln Riley that Brian Kelly left. And by the way, in great shape, great recruiting class, rankings again. I mean, we're having this debate whether they should be allowed with everybody beating the crap out of everybody if Notre Dame should jump in there with Cincinnati, if it could happen. And this happens.
Yeah, it's just shocking. Totally shocking that this. And then you see, do you see some of the contract details for Lincoln Riley? Some of the extras, the bonuses that USC is giving Lincoln Riley? Unlimited use of the private jet 24/7 for his entire family. They bought a $6 million house for him in L.A. The USC is buying both of his homes in Norman, Oklahoma for $500,000 over the price for $1 million bonus.
Unbelievable.
I mean, just some of the extra stuff that, like, why, of course you're going to take that deal, right?
Well,
you got that dangled in front of you?
I think he's a special coach because I think guys in the NFL want. I think he could be a head coach in the NFL, too, if he wanted to because he's done such a great job with offenses. And the thought is when you got an offensive-minded head coach – you can always find a defensive coordinator, let him run the thing that you trust, and let's get going. Yeah, but he went out there. The perks, by the way, he's not the only one that has them. Don't think he's the first guy to get the unlimited Learjet use.
Right.
Oh, my wife wants to go home and see her mother. No problem. The Jets ready to go.
Right.
How do you turn those jobs down? I mean,
you can't.
The NFL guys, and we're going to find out the amount of money. And again, there's three or four coaches in the NFL that are making, starting with the guy that should be the highest paid of everybody, in my opinion, all of them, Belichick. And he's making, some say, between $15 and $20 million a year. And he should. By the way, that guy should. Look what he's doing it again. Would you agree? If we're talking about the highest paid coach in college and pro, because you got to put them together because so many of these coaches, there's coaches. Somebody called me last night and said, do you realize how many coaches there's going to be when this is all said and done that are making double what NFL head coaches are making?
That's happening in college football.
But isn't there something wrong with this?
Yeah, it seems it. But yeah,
we're going to start poaching NFL coaches now.
Yeah. And by the way, college jobs going, hey, we're going after your guy. What do you mean you're going after my guy? He's 9-2.
Well, there's a guy in Jacksonville, I'm guessing, who's going to get a call about that Notre Dame job.
100%.
Yeah. It's a good call.
The same thing I said to you about the Florida job. But it's the same thing I said about the Florida job when before Napier got it. I said someone's got to call Urban Meyer and tell him and ask him, you want the job or not?
I think they'll get him. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's been this
Won't
guy's
they offer
dream
him
job.
Just something insane. I mean, I'm guessing they offer him whatever he wants.
He's got total control. Listen, you guys are right. I mean, for me to say there's no chance, I'd sound stupid after what we've seen already. But
you really think he wants to stay in Jacksonville and continue on with that deal?
He's got
to know there's very little chance to win there.
He's got total control. He is finding out. It's a great point that what's going, wow. You know, we beat the Dolphins, and I started feeling good. Then we beat the Bills, and I'm going, look at us, guys. We're on our way. And now he's going, Jesus, this thing got to stop at two wins. And, I mean, he's going to lose more games this year than he lost in his friggin' college career at Ohio State and Florida together. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But it's close. But think, if I told you that Urban Meyer might go to Notre Dame or Kingsbury might go to Oklahoma, would that really shock you? If both those guys left their NFL jobs to take 10-year deals at colleges?
Not in today.
Right.
Because of the length of these contracts.
These guys are getting 10-year deals. Guaranteed cash.
Guarantee the buyouts, if they end up being turds, they're still making what is massive retirement money, to be nice. This thing's crazy. By the way, we haven't even gotten to the UM situation today. I apologize. It's taken us so long to work our way to it, but yeah.
We're like the search. It takes a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
We're the firm.
By the way.
We're the search firm.
I guess now I'm being told probably not going to happen today after I said what happened yesterday or today.
Gosh darn it.
Then
is there a new timeline that you're willing to give us this morning?
Talk to some of the potential ADs, and it may not happen.
Right.
Since they haven't heard anything. They're going to take their time on this athletic director. Not the head coach, the athletic director. Why is it everybody else in the country is scrambling and getting deals done, including LSU, going, this has gone long enough. We lost, obviously, our number one choice. We are friggin' going hard. And he said no to us last year. We're going to make him an offer he can't refuse, which we will find out in the near future, and it's going to be massive because LSU's already bragging about the money they were going to spend to go after Jimbo and some other guys. That is just, to me, remarkable. But some of these other jobs opening up, and Notre Dame is a great job. There's going to be a lot of guys interested in that job.
Of course.
I think we all agree with that one.
That's one of those elite jobs, right?
But,
even though you might not like Notre Dame, but it is what it is.
It is crazy, this what's going on here. Yeah. Does anybody think there's something wrong? And then we have, God bless some of the ADs we've had. Like, Joe, you call it big business. It's big business. That's all it is. It's AAA football. It's, in terms of baseball, it's actually better than AAA baseball, because a lot of AAA and AA guys that jump to the majors have to go back down to the minors. And these guys come in and play and dominate right away. We're seeing the jump is not that big for a lot of guys. We've had a lot of rookies come in day one without jumping into all the names of all the receivers and quarterbacks just at the sexy positions that are coming in. And pass rusher, the kid at Dallas, hell, he's one of the best players in football already. So it's big, big, huge business, but the amount of money now, Brian Flores, there might be 10 guys that double his salary or more
football?
In college football by the time this is all said and done.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody realizes some of these guys haven't done crap. 1 year, one hit wonders, nothing against a guy at Michigan State, but you got that kind of money for 1 year? Let me see you keep it going. Let's see how you do going forward. But he's got him.
Yep.
He got that money all set up.
10 years, $95 million already set. Done.
It's
right.
It's just
And what do you think that Notre Dame job's going to pay now?
I don't know. I don't know what the priest and the gang are going to do over there.
I would just assume if they want who they want, if they want to go out there, they're going to offer a bag of cash.
Well.
And not think twice.
I can tell you, that guy's done a lot of winning, and his salary is $5 million a year, is what they thought it roughly was. And you're wondering, if you really like this guy, how'd you stick at five and not,
right.
not give him more
seven
money?
And a, half. Yep.
A lot of rich dudes went to that school. They could have got a lot of money. A lot of money. And then, of course, we've still got a lot of stuff to talk about. This UM situation, it's one thing we're talking about head coaches. How can we be talking about this athletic director? You guys look like, and I don't care if you're one of the billionaires involved to somebody that's got a lot of pull to Jen Strawley, to the search firm. How in the F can finding an athletic director take this long? We're not going to be rushed is what I was told. We're not going to be rushed on this. That's good because recruiting's going on. And by the way, there are so many strange parts to this that I almost hope right now they keep Manny Diaz. I do. I mean, this is Manny's been recruiting since Sunday. It's true. I had trouble believing it yesterday. Manny's out, by the way, and he's going after the guys that there's some really good football players that haven't committed yet that are here in South Florida, and he's recruiting them like he's going to be the head coach.
Right.
And it's just there's got to be somebody, and I know he said he reports to Jen Strawley. But this thing that's going on here, it's just the way it's being handled. And the fact that by the time that last game was over, all the decisions should have been made.
Right.
You knew about this athletic director thing. You got rid of him so quickly after that Florida State game, the athletic director, that it sounded like you'd been thinking about it for a while. You don't just do it off a friggin' last 2.5 minutes of a football game. You're out. They've been thinking about it. They've been looking at everything and not happy with either things he said or done or something. And you get rid of him and go, okay, we got rid of him. What the hell do we do now? Where do we go? Who are we going to get?
No plan in place whatsoever.
That search firm can kiss my ass every day of the week. And what are you guys doing? An athletic director, not the head coach, the AD, the guy that's just going to police it. And, I mean, if you go towards a former football player, a guy that can obviously get in and help you more with parts of that. But what are we doing? What are we doing? Are you going to wait till Nationals? Why don't you get an athletic director on National Signing Day? It's coming up here in like a week and a half, the early signing. Why don't you have that instead of your recruiting class? We'll just name that day. We don't have any players, but we have our athletic director named. That would be really dysfunctional and would fit right in what that school's doing. It's incredible. And then you're jerking your head coach off, which, unless you don't like the guy and he's really done something, the guy does nothing but work his ass off. And there's two things with Manny Diaz you can't argue. He's worked hard, and those guys played hard for him right to the end of the year. I know they lost the Florida State game. It's disappointment. And you guys can go back to that, and we can do the dream world, play world stuff and all that. But he's the only guy working hard trying to keep this thing together. And he's like the guy, you know, there's no guarantee. He knows that, by the way. Manny's not stupid. You don't think Manny knows? I'm doing this with hopes of there's some guys there at the top that believe in what I'm doing, but I'm going to recruit like it's my job for the next 10 years.
And it might not be his job in 24 hours.
Might not be his job any day.
Right.
It's just
so crazy.
But here's the other problem, though. Even if you do retain Manny, this whole thing has been such a mess anyway. Like, how do you expect him to land a lot of these guys?
Can't.
How do you expect him to win next season? So you're setting him up for failure. Even if you do hire a new coach, it's going to be what? In a week, two weeks
by the way,
now? Like, you're setting that guy up in a bad spot?
Are we getting in a situation, too? Does Manny, I mean, he's out recruiting. I guess he wants to keep the job. He got nobody in his corner.
No, he's by himself.
I sense that school has turned their back on him. Like, Manny believes in Manny right now.
Well, Joe, the AD turned his back on him a couple weeks ago.
But it's not just that. It's
that was the guy in his corner, though.
You talk about going home, and the wife goes, I still got your back, calls him six times a day. Mrs. Diaz, hey, Manny, keep going.
You're good. Yeah, they botched this. They botched this whole thing.
Wow.
Right.
What a bunch of dysfunctional fools down there. Jeez. And by the way, you're going head coach? Go, no, athletic director.
It's so crazy. It's one thing athletic to take a while director. For the coach,
who's
right?
It going
to
be? Is it going to be one of the former players? Is it going to be Alonzo? Is it going to be Gino? One of these guys that's got AD experience that you like? Or is your old buddy or drinking pal somewhere? What are we doing, man?
Waiting.
Well, meanwhile, just going to play make-believe with all these coaches.
You have an updated timeline for us now?
All right.
I'm done.
Soon.
You're out of the timeline business?
Can you just say soon?
I thought for sure it was going to be last night or today.
Right. Seemed legit.
And I was wrong because they want to take their time. We're going to get it right. And start with the AD. And then, I mean, I think you got some guys, obviously, that want this job that think it's pretty good. We know one, Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin would drop his pants and head down here right now if you told him that's what he had to do to get the job. He'd back here with the boat, the house, and the girlfriend in a heartbeat here in South Florida.
You want him?
Would you take Lane or would you rather keep Manny?
Oh, it's an interesting question.
Because I would personally rather keep Manny
I know you would. The Mario thing, I sense the school would much rather have Mario. But again, they got to find out if he wants the job. And that's not going to happen until after Friday night.
Minimum, right?
Friday night, Utah.
Well, let's say Nike signs Mario to a massive extension, which I'm sure they're going to offer him anyway. And your choices are basically Lane Kiffin or Manny Diaz.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that just want Manny out that are calling shots are going to go for Lane Kiffin. That's just my gut. Now, I could be wrong. I think, by the way, I do think there are some people that aren't attached to former players and all the money that are looking at this thing and might go in this Manny Diaz guy. When you set back from all the emotion, still like him. I'm telling you, this thing's all over the board. I think there's cliques of people that like all these different people.
That board of trustee table is divided.
I think according to where you are.
Though, Manny didn't do a bad job this year. I mean, he actually did a pretty good job. They lost some really gut-wrenching games, but he did a pretty good job overall.
I agree, but let me just tell you, it goes back to one fundamental thing. You did not win the Coastal Division. I mean, he didn't win the Coastal. And whether it was a last-second 20-something-yard field goal that cost you one game, if it was the last 2.5 minutes at Florida State, you win those two games, you're playing in that championship because you beat Pitt head-to-head. You're playing in that game.
Okay, well, your Heisman candidate quarterback doesn't go down early in the season. Maybe things are different.
I don't know if that was all that bad.
Right.
This kid's a stud.
No, I think you found someone in Tyler Van Dyke, but Tyler Van Dyke also had some struggles and lost some close games.
But how much does it hurt that the other side of the ball is being run by the head coach and it wasn't very good this year?
Well, that needs to be fixed.
But he was the guy in charge of it.
But I do think Miami's going to have a very tough time finding position coaches because, Manny seems like he's out the door. Like, I don't know what they're going to do there.
Lashley and Likens, congratulations to Rhett, officially the SMU coach. Rob Likens looks like he's going to be his coordinator, and we got to go to break. Damn it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lydia, I never know where you're going on the music. And little did I ever think you were going to go back to the Monkees, man, like this.
Well, I know Zach used to watch this show back in the
day. You're right.
No, I just want something upbeat, man. It's a nice morning.
Oh, man.
It
is.
It's a nice Tuesday. Tuesday.
Hey, we are the Monkees, man. Jeez. You're right.
You screw up a Taco Tuesday, right?
No. Hey, by the way, I got my first holiday gift. I just got it, and I wasn't sure. I got the new Baker Mayfield dartboard, and it's unbelievable Have we ever had a quarterback? First, it was Odell Beckham Jr.'s father.
Right. Posted, what, an 8-minute video or
10-minute
video?
All the throws he didn't make to his kid, or making bad throws, or showing him wide open. He purposely, this is a dad, of course, he's not throwing to my son on purpose. Now we have Kareem Hunt, who's one of the two really good 1-2 when they're healthy, 1-2 punch running backs for the Browns. His father says, yep, he's scared, man. He looks scared back there. Baker Mayfield looks scared. I said it. Yeah, my son is Kareem Hunt. Of course, I didn't hear him talking when his son was knocking down girls in the hall there, but he's decided he's going to talk.
Right.
So
good timing on that one.
So anyway, now he's going to come out and say, I have a right to say what I want. When the hell did all these fathers start yapping on behalf of their kid? If the kid's got a problem, I don't know. Kareem Hunt could go. I'm guessing a lot of guys like him on the team and say, hey, Baker, you look scared out there, bro. Is something going on? Why do we have to hear from fathers in social media? And then I hear people nationally going, I got no problem with it. Really? You got no problem with it?
Oh, it's such a bad look.
I'd have liked to have seen somebody do that in the old days. Like, it's such a bad look.
Tell
your dad to get a hobby. Right. Hey, Dad, get a hobby. Dad, go spend some time with mom or your new wife, or go spend a little time. Take a vacation.
So I think you're looking at this wrong. Like, in fairness, they didn't have this platform when you were playing.
That's true.
Like, I don't – like, if a dad wanted to say something bad about one of you guys, what would they do? Like, get, like, a megaphone or something? Like
– Yeah, but who does that anyway? I mean, your kid's a professional athlete.
You're right.
The guy's entitled to an opinion.
Now, get come on.
The guy's entitled
get
to –
Get out of here.
First of all, we don't have
to
cover it.
Quarterback?
I mean, does anyone really care what Kareem Hunt's dad has to say? I mean, apparently it makes news because
it
it's
will in Cleveland.
And it's – you know, people are going to talk about it, but who really
you
cares?
You don't think fathers –
I should stay out and not share
by the
their
way,
opinion? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got
it.
An opinion? Stay off the phone and just talk to your buddies. We all do that. Like, I see Dad, I wish I'd throw to my kid more, and he's frustrated, and I see why. I mean, I get that.
What,
I
do you
get,
think it's a good look for Kareem Hunt or Odell Beckham that their dads are coming out and doing this?
I don't think it matters. I just –
You don't?
I mean, I think the fact is that we have these – you know, anyone can have a platform because of these social media things.
Well, I don't see guys doing that to Tom
Brady. I'm
guessing
this happened in the past, right? Like, I'm sure parents had opinions and stuff. They just didn't have a platform. Now everyone has a platform.
So now that all of a sudden you have a platform, you have to
use it?
We
don't see guys doing this all over the league, Woody.
Like, you don't
we don't
see
this all over the league.
I don't think it's as big a deal as you guys are making it. And clearly it's going to get covered because Baker Mayfield's a punching bag right now.
Right. It would be covered for anybody.
There's no easier target than Baker Mayfield right now, who, by the way, does a lot of this to himself. But if I'm Baker Mayfield, I'm guessing, and I get why media guys are going to say, he's losing the team, first wide receiver, and now running back, and now the dads, and the dads are getting stuff from their sons.
That's weak sauce by the dads.
And there you go. So, anyway.
That's a bad look.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Now, listen, Baker, first of all, need to stop his own wife. That would be a good start.
Right. It's not helping from his side either.
So he's opened himself up because apparently he can't, like, his wife, like, hey, honey, I know you love social media. Everybody's loves social media our age now. But can you just do something else besides leave the football team and me out of it?
Right.
If you want to say you love me or something, that's fine. Or I made a nice throw and you really like the throw I made. But can you leave the other guys alone?
Just the criticism part out of it. Like, leave that out of there.
That's the problem of the addiction that people have to social media.
Oh, it's true.
Like, she has to know anything that she sends out is just not – it's not going to help.
Have you guys –
it's not going to benefit Baker Mayfield in any way.
Speaking –
but she's addicted – you get addicted to social media.
Speaking of social media, I can't – first of all, I don't do social media, so to start with that.
We know.
I'm right. I don't. Yeah. Second of all – it is amazing to me to see the amount of people that walk down the street and drive a car that are somehow laughing. No, but I see them laughing about something, and you're going, oh, they're on their cell phone talking, and they're not. They're watching something while they're walking down the hall here, like during the break. And I'm like, wow. I go, you do that? He goes, yeah, I just got that habit. I can't stop. I like to, while I'm walking down to get a coffee or water, walking down the hall here about 50 yards, I just like to see, like, really? It's amazing.
You live in a no-patience world, man.
I went home one day, and the two girls and the mother, my wife, were all sitting there, and they're all on the phone at the same time laughing about different things and talking.
Oh, there's plenty of content.
And I just looked and I went, wow, look at this. The head is just can't get off the phone, right, man.
That's
I'm not
world.
Talking about calling mom or mother-in-law or cousin or friend. I'm talking about looking for some new video that's out there that's really funny. Or
so you're
somebody
not on TikTok? You don't know about that stuff?
Hell, I wouldn't know how to get on TikTok. I'm sure I could, if you asked me how to spell it, I'd mess it up right now.
I'm sure you
I
would.
I went out to dinner over the weekend, and for the first time, I saw people actually doing the TikTok thing in person. There was like a group of kids.
Really?
And they, yeah, we were actually at Benihana, and they had the phone set up on the, you know, the table or whatever, and they were all doing that ridiculous dance. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, this is the first, because I don't go out a ton. I hear this is the first time I've ever seen this in person.
Yeah.
People look like idiots.
Maybe anywhere.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this is a new world. Like, you just go on social media and you just say whatever you want. And then you try to delete it in some cases because the team calls and says, hey, man, you ought to take that off. That's not a good look for you.
Right.
I know you were mad about something. So that's
why. That is the world we live in, Joe.
All teams now have two or three guys. We got them at the Miami Dolphins. They have to police these guys.
Right.
When they decide they're going to rip Omar, rip a writer, rip somebody, they tell them, take it down. Mm. No, no, no. You're going to lose this one. You will lose because he got what he wanted.
So imagine,
or whoever.
But imagine what you just said.
I just used Omar to give him a little pub.
Right, of course. Well, he's the one.
And he can't come on anymore.
No. But just imagine what you just said and then think about all the some of the crazy stuff that's happened in the last year. And just go back to the Raiders and not Henry Ruggs. I'm talking about the Arnett situation. Imagine being one of those social media managers and all of a sudden seeing that and then having to call Mayock in the front office going, guys, we got a huge problem.
I would love to know, like, hey, Arnett, I know somebody must have, like, hurt your ego or something. Like, what the F were you thinking as a starting corner or nickel corner when you're healthy? What would make you decide to destroy your career showing gun? Not just one.
Right. An arsenal. a small army.
Saying you're coming over with a group of guys. Your gang is coming over to kill somebody.
Right.
What the hell? You win every day, man. You're a starting corner in the NFL. Who could have hurt you? Somebody said your girls, they're going to take your girl. Somebody said you're not very good. Like, who could get you that upset? We got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. We've got a lot more stuff. Kyle Krabs from Dolphins Wire is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Talk about those young, talented, coming on Miami Dolphin football players. That'll come up in the 7 o'clock hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.